The Centers for Disease Control says that one in every 13 adults in the U.S. has asthma. But now there's evidence asthma may be overdiagnosed and other conditions are often the cause of a patient's breathing problems. This week on WRVO's Health and Wellness Show, Take Care, hosts Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen speak with Dr. Sean Aaron of the University of Ottawa. His team's recent study found that one-third of people diagnosed with asthma don't actually have the disease.
What exactly is asthma?
Asthma is an inflammatory disease of the airway. The inflammation is manifest as swelling in the airway, perhaps redness and mucus production in the airway. And because the airway is inflamed, the muscle around the airway is hyperresponsive and will constrict at random times and sometimes when exposed to various allergens. And this will create symptoms of difficulty breathing, wheeze and cough, and asthma.
Who's most likely to get asthma?
You know, asthma often starts in childhood, but interestingly, about 75% of children who develop asthma actually outgrow it after adolescence. But asthma is also a disease that could start at any time in a patient's life cycle. So, you know, we see patients who never had asthma who are presenting in their 70s with new-onset asthma.
Are the symptoms triggered quickly? Is that really what determines whether it's a symptom of asthma?
In some patients, definitely. The symptoms are triggered quickly. They're perfectly well 1 minute, and then, you know, 5 minutes later, they've been exposed to something, and they start to get symptoms. Some people with persistent severe asthma may have symptoms throughout the day, and it may be very difficult to control their asthma, whereas others may have very intermittent asthma that only becomes a problem a few times a year when they're exposed to allergens or maybe when they get a cold. Asthma is a disease that can relapse and remit over time. In other words, it's a variable disease that can get better spontaneously and then get worse spontaneously again. Of 613 patients we evaluated who'd been diagnosed with asthma in the last 5 years, we were not able to find active asthma in a third of them.
Let's talk a little bit about that study, because that's a rather high rate.
A proportion of the patients in this study were for sure misdiagnosed at the outset. They never had asthma to begin with. They had other problems that accounted for their symptoms. And then a proportion of the patients are ones who did have asthma when they were diagnosed, but they've actually gone into remission and their asthma is no longer active.
Why did you do this study?
You know, I can remember one patient who came into my office. In fact, she was in the study. She'd had routine abdominal surgery, and after the surgery, she had difficulties breathing, and the difficulties got worse and worse. And for 4 years, she was diagnosed as having asthma and was treated with a variety of asthma inhalers and never felt better. She was always short of breath and feeling as if she couldn't get enough air or participate in sports. Then when I saw her as part of the study after the asthma had been ruled out, I recognized pretty quickly that she had an upper airway obstruction. In other words, that her trachea was constricted. And so we were able to fix that by ballooning upper airway. So, I mean, you know, these sorts of stories are what prompted us to do this study in the first place.
That was Dr. Sean Aaron of the University of Ottawa speaking with Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen. More of their conversation can be heard on Take Care, WRVO's Health and Wellness Show, Saturday morning at 6:30 and Sunday evening at 6:30. Support for this story comes from the Health Foundation for Western and Central New York.